director Leslie Driscoll, producer Nicholas Everett. Synopsis. After intercepting garbled space signals, Tanya and Valhelyn lead a secret mission into Styrax space to liberate prisoners held during the war. They arrive to find the prison planet mysteriously empty of all prisoners. Tanya and Valhelyn find Arcadia held on the planet, seemingly the only prisoner. They make good their escape, running the gauntlet of automated security systems and Styrax guards. Arcadia insists on bringing a suitcase with her, but she doesn't tell the others what's inside. Once back on Vixos, the audience learns that Arcadia is not Arcadia at all, but her missing twin sister, Byzantia, who has been missing, presumed dead, for the past 4 years. Inside the briefcase are all the missing prisoners, miniaturized for storage. Inside is the real Arcadia, who has also been reduced to the size of a doll. Notes. The much-heralded return of Vanity Mycroft after missing a season was keenly awaited by fans who considered Arcadia to be the very heart and soul of Vixens from the Void. However, this return was not to be a pain-free process. Producer Nicholas Everett made a strategic mistake when hinting at Arcadia's return. He had been given verbal assurances from Vanity Mycroft that she would be prepared to rejoin the show, but crucially, she had not signed a contract at that point. As soon as news of her return emerged in the press, she immediately made several demands, including, it was rumoured, the doubling of her salary, freedom to write her own scripts, and the removal of any cast members she didn't like, which was pretty much all of them. Meanwhile, while planning Arcadia's return, script editor Mervyn Stone decided that the character should not become Prime Mistress as expected. He concluded that it would restrict her role in the series. Instead, he would resurrect Byzantia, Arcadia's older sister, who was assumed killed in a shuttle crash, Serial 1A, Coronation, to take over the hereditary title. Mycroft objected to the new character, and this too was a major obstacle in negotiations. Everett decided, in a moment of genius, or madness according to Stone, to make Byzantia the slightly older twin of Arcadia, and to offer Vanity both roles, Arcadia and Byzantia. As expected, Vanity was intrigued by the idea and agreed, dropping her other demands. She made only one further request. She claimed that, as she was now playing two characters, she should be given two dressing rooms to help her prepare for the dual role. The producer gladly acquiesced. The enthusiasm for Vanity's return was not shared by the cast, as the atmosphere on the show had improved since her departure. Petra de Villiers, who played Vanity's android replica Xerox, had proved popular among the production team, and some saw no need to change the format. Most dreaded the inevitable tension between Vanity and Petra. In the event, this tension was short-lived, as Petra elected to leave the show of her own volition, returning to her native France and marrying the owner of a chain of restaurants. She was torn apart by a pack of mutant crabs off-screen and not seen again. The return of Arcadia and the introduction of Byzantia brought the total of main cast members up to 10. Mervyn Stone freely admitted he'd added several characters in order to help secure a merchandising deal for action figures. When rewriting Prison Planet, the original writer having revealed he was a Russian agent and fleeing to Moscow after handing in a sketchy first draft, Stone incorporated a major subplot involving miniaturized prisoners held in a suitcase so that they could use the actual models on the show. Lincolnshire Company, Braxton's Models, outbids